I am doing an interview with Charles L. Kibler, Charlie, from the 766 Squadron, the 461st Bombardment Group, from World War II. His serial number was 1614-2922. He was an airplane mechanic or an inspector. Is this correct, Charles?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, Charlie, where were you born and when?
I was born in November 5th, 1914 in Kansas, Troy, Kansas.
Troy, Kansas, okay. Did you grow up there and go to school there?
I went to high school there and went to, when I got about 21, well, I came to Chicago and started working as a mechanic.
So you worked in Chicago? As a mechanic?
Automobile.
Automobile mechanic when you were 21. That's prior to when you entered the service, is that correct?
After I entered this. Before I went to service, yeah.
Okay, when did you enter the service?
Hello.
Hello, Charlie. When did you enter the service?
In it was 1942.
Do you have a date?
Yeah, I think it was September the 17th, I think, if I remember right.
September 17th, 1942.
Yeah.
Okay. What training did you go through once you got into the service prior to joining the 461st?
What service did I go through?
What training?
Before I went in the service?
No, after you went into the service, what training did they give you prior to the time that you joined the 461st?
Well, I went to Gulfport, Mississippi to the Airplane Mechanics School.
Could you repeat that? I didn't get that.
It was Gulfport, Mississippi Airplane Mechanics School, and that was in... May or June, that's when I completed it.
Okay, so from September 1942 until June of 1943, you were went through basic training and then aircraft mechanic school.
Yeah.
Okay. As an aircraft mechanic, when did you join the 461st? Was that October 18th? 1943?
It was October 43, yeah.
Okay, because most of the men who were in the 461st for the entire duration of the war joined the 461st in October of 1943. It existed prior to then, but they joined in October. As an aircraft mechanic, what aircraft were you responsible for maintaining?
We were on the B-24s.
I understand, but were there specific ones that you were responsible for?
Well, we had to keep up all the modifications, like the airplane things that they did on the airplane that was, you know, that they had to modify. That's what we was there, and then we had to check all the stuff on the airplane after the mechanics did it.
Okay, you weren't assigned any specific aircraft.
No, you just did it
for any aircraft that needed to work in the 766 squadron.
Yeah, we had 15 airplanes we had to go over once a month.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any stories about your time with the 461st?
Not radical, no. Everything went along as expected.
Everything went smooth during the time?
As far as, the work went and that, well, the people, they were all right. You know, they didn't want you on the airplane, but you had to go, so that was it.
When an aircraft came back from a mission, A lot of times the aircraft were shot up pretty bad on the missions. Were you responsible for doing that sort of repair?
No, they checked it up. It was too bad. They sent it up to the service squadron.
Okay, so holes in the fuselage from flak attacks or enemy aircraft fire, those weren't repaired there at the 766.
Well, it depends on how bad it was. They had a gas tank leak. If they couldn't repair it, they'd send up the service squadron, and they had more time than these guys did.
Uh-huh. Where was the service squadron?
It was at the other end of the field. It was, I guess they took care of another group too there, but okay. It was always pretty good to us.
Okay, so the service squadron was not attached to the 461st. It was independent, and it took care of 461st aircraft and the 484th aircraft?
484th or 483rd, I forget which it was.
484th, yes. Yeah. Okay. But you did minor maintenance on the aircraft, minor repairs.
Well, yeah, they did the minor repairs, but we had to check and see if things were done right, you know.
Did you ever go up and fly?
Up and fly?
Yes.
Not for a test, no.
To check out the aircraft and make sure that everything was okay?
Well, the pilot always come back from pre-flight, and he always give his okay on it.
Okay, so the pilot was responsible for checking out the aircraft after you got done with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you want to say about your time with the 461st?
No, not really.
Okay. Go ahead.
I left the outfit in September of 1945 I left there.
Oh, really? Because the war ended the end of April 1945.
Yeah,
and the 461st was then sent back to the States. Some of the men were sent back at different times, but by September, everybody was back. Where were you stationed in the States?
We were stationed at Fort Sheridan.
Fort Sheridan?
Huh?
Fort Sheridan?
Fort Sheridan, yeah. That's north of Chicago.
North of Chicago, okay. And you were discharged then in September of 45.
Yeah, they sent us back to the States because they figured that we'd go to the Pacific, but that thing was coming to an end too, so we got an early discharge in September.
By that time, the war in the Pacific was over.
Well, it
because the Japanese surrendered in August of 45.
That's why we got our discharge.
That's right, yeah. Okay. What's your wife's name?
Ann.
Ann?
Ann Kiblett.
And is Mary Ann your only child?
No, we got another daughter and a son.
Another daughter and a son, and your other daughter is?
Beth Ann Kiblett.
Beth Ann, and your son is?
Carl Lee.
Carl Lee?
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to say about your wife and children?
I don't know what to say. They're all healthy, that's the main thing.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Okay. After you got out of the service, did you seek any additional education?
No. I went back to work as an automobile mechanic.
You went back to working as an automobile mechanic there in Chicago?
That's where I was at before I went in service.
Did you go back to the same...
Same dealer.
Same dealer?
Not the dealer, but the same place. My brother, he owned a repair shop.
Uh-huh. Okay. When did you... You mentioned earlier that you retired twice. When did you first retire?
Oh, I retired in
In the fall of 1983, you retired from that service station.
Yeah, from the repair shop.
From the repair shop. And you then seeked a second career?
And then about 6 months later, I started working. The guy called me up. We used to work on his trucks. He was a potato chip company. And he asked me to come over there, and I was there 17 years. I quit in 2003.
In 2003. This was where?
Getting a potato chip. There in Chicago.
Oh, okay. What did you do there?
I'm a truck mechanic.
You were still a mechanic, okay, working on their trucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that I haven't covered with you?
No, that's about it.